This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two, three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 745, entitled YouTube Censored My Masculist Masculism Search Terms Dominance. Such hypocrisy makes the manosphere hate YouTube. Description. Recently, YouTube censored my dominance in the search list with terms masculism and masculist. This flyer expresses my masculist and the manosphere's hatred towards the hypocritical monoconsciousness of YouTube, and discusses what needs to be done so that society becomes a lot more bi-conscious, predicting that a much more heated gender war is probably inevitable and necessary for men to get gender justice. Now, the flyer itself. YouTube censored my masculism search terms dominance. Such hypocrisy makes the manosphere hate YouTube. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Some weeks before writing this flyer, I wrote a masculist flyer, number 740, entitled, quote, Degaris dominates YouTube search with terms masculism and masculist, end quote. At that time, if you had searched on YouTube using the search terms masculism, you would have found seven of my masculist flyers in the top 10 of the resulting search list, that is, 70%. If you had searched with the term masculist, the T, it would have been 5 in the top 15, that is 33%. These numbers appeared in that flyer. Some minutes before starting to write this flyer, I did the same two searches with the terms masculism and masculist, and the results were only 3 out of the top 20 for the term masculism in the search list, that is 15%. For the term masculist, it was also 3 out of the top 20 in the search list, also 15%. How to account for this major change, that is from 70% and 33% to 15% and 15%? Question mark. I think it's obvious that I'm being censored. I suspect that some human employee in YouTube, in brackets, probably a feminist or a male feminist, noticed that I was dominating the search for these terms and decided to block this masculist dominance, not wanting to allow masculist ideas to spread as quickly as they would if that dominance had been maintained. So they altered their search algorithm so that Degaris' masculist videos are put way down the search list. If you bother to keep searching by doing a lot of scrolling, you will come across my 1,000 or so of videos on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. So, how do I feel as a masculist that YouTube, the largest video hosting site in the world, which only 3% of countries in the world bans access to, is censoring me, blocking me from spreading masculist thinking across the planet? Question mark. I feel hateful. I feel vengeful. I see YouTube as profoundly hypocritical, given how much worse women oppress men than vice versa, with women's awful decades-lasting gender crimes against men that are a lot more serious than the relatively mild gender crimes that men commit against women. Compare how men oppress women, brackets, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. Close brackets. With how women oppress men, brackets, for example, the big three, as the masculists label them, that is, man's slavery, divorce rape, forced fathering, etc. Close brackets. With just a little thought on the big three, anyone of either sex can see how much more horrible women's gender crimes against men are than vice versa. Masculists are generally bi-conscious, that is, they've had both their feminist and their masculist consciousnesses raised, that is, they are familiar with both sets of arguments, feminist and masculist. They see clearly that gender oppression is very much a two-way street, that is, that women oppress men too, and in fact a lot worse than vice versa, since women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, making them a lot more serious and weightier than men's against women's. But most people are not bi-conscious. Most people are not informed of the horrible gender crimes that women commit against men, and they won't be informed while the manosphere's attempts to spread masculist and MGTOW ideas to the planet are blocked by the likes of YouTube, with its awful hypocrisy regarding the liberation of men, in brackets, which is the very definition of masculism, close brackets. The previous CEO of YouTube was the Polish-American feminist woman, Susan Wojcicki, pronounced Wojcicki, close brackets, who promoted feminist channels and, in capital letters, deleted masculist and MGTOW channels, making her the most hated woman in the manosphere. Personally, when I learned that she had died in her 50s, I did a little jig. YouTube deleted my masculist channel twice, in 2019 and again in 2023. After Wojcicki died, her job was taken over by a man who was middle-aged, so probably had male friends and acquaintances who had been divorce-raped, so probably had some sympathy for the cause of the manospherers. At least, under his new management, my third attempt at putting up my 1,000-plus masculist videos onto YouTube was successful, in the sense that this third such YouTube channel was not deleted. After about a year, I was getting enough hits, in brackets, although not a lot per video, usually under 30, which is about a tenth of what my BitChute videos get, which offers freedom of speech and advertises that fact. But BitChute is a midget compared to YouTube in sheer size, close brackets. So you can imagine my disappointment, frustration, and sheer hatred at the hypocrisy of YouTube, that it is still censoring me, although not yet, question mark, deleting me. This constant unacceptance of the core masculist and MGTOW message that men need liberation from the oppressions of women makes one wonder. What is causing this massive rejection of the ideas of the manosphere? Question mark. I think the root cause of this society-wide rejection of the ideas of the manosphere is the simple fact that the feminists have had a monopoly over gender politics for a massive six decades and have so profoundly brainwashed society that any masculist criticism of women's gender oppression of men is interpreted inevitably through a feminist lens as just more male misogyny and hence something to be repelled. Even men do this. For example, recently, in several flyers, I've talked about my idea of setting up a PhD fellowship at my local residential college, in brackets, where I spent 5 years of my young life between 1966 and 1970, close brackets, that is associated with my local university of Melbourne University. The idea was to leave several million dollars in my will to the college to pay for a PhD student to live off the interest of the investment fund. I contacted the new master of this college via his American wife and proposed this fellowship fund. Of course, he would be interested, but I also told him that I wanted to give an hour-long talk to the college on the basic ideas of masculinism. I did not hear back from him. Think what this implies. Of course, he would like the money for a PhD student, in brackets, in pure math or math physics, which are two of my main four interests, with Mascus theory and philosophy being the other main two, close brackets. But his attraction for the money was obviously overruled by his distaste for the idea of letting an influential professor give a Mascus talk at his college. Think what this means. It means that the feminist influence against any Mascus critique of women is so strong in his social and academic circles that he's prepared to forego the PhD fellowship money so that his college is not, in quotes, tainted with the misogynist brush. That would be the case if he let a true Mascus, a full professor no less, give a Mascus talk at his college. This is not the only example I have of this anti-masculism from my own experience. My own feminist girlfriend has great difficulty in becoming a female masculist. There have been times when I scream at her, "For Christ's sake, learn some masculinism so that you see that women oppress men far worse than vice versa. To a biconscious masculist, your monoconscious feminism appears to be bigoted and deeply hypocritical." Fluffies, brackets, the opposite of FIPS, equals financially independent persons, are seen by masculists as manslavers and divorce rapists. Women have the marrow, maternity rejection right, but men have no para, paternity rejection right. So millions of women force men into unwanted paternity, thus manslaving them for two decades to pay for a kid he never wanted in the first place. Paternity frauds to women are even worse because they lie to their man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not. The Mascus want the para to block paternity fraud and forced fatherhood. Personally, I have difficulty understanding how a woman as intelligent as my partner has great difficulty in understanding Mascus ideas at an emotional level. She does not feel disgusted at a gut level by the massive injustices that women commit daily against men in their manslavery, their divorce rape, their forced fathering, and many other gender crimes against men. There have been times when I ask myself, quote, "Why don't I just dump this misandrous, monoconscious, hypocritical bitch?" question mark, end quote. But she has many other positive qualities, and she is slowly coming around to a female Mascus viewpoint, but she hasn't got there yet. This is the end of part one.